At a news conference in Juba yesterday, 22 MPs in the National Legislature representing Eastern Equatorial State said the national government should do something about rampant insecurity in Eastern Equatoria. Lawmaker Victor Omuho Ohide, reading from a joint statement by the MPs at the National Legislative Assembly, said people are fleeing to neighboring Uganda because of violence in the state.
There is rampant and clandestine secret killing, which is making the population panic. And that is what we don't want. And this is why we said it should be investigated. They are fleeing because there was already a conflict sparked out by the killing of a chief in Nimule. A chief was killed in Nimule and by a security, so-called alleged security person. That is why we are calling for the replacement of all the security agencies that are stationed in those areas, because they are partial.
The recent violence prompted the state governor, Louis Lobong, to temporarily relocate his office from the state capital, Torit, to Nimule in order to address the security situation. On Monday, when members of the Madi community were meeting in the office of Nimule traditional chief John Ebele to discuss burial arrangements for two men killed over the weekend, a young man suspected of being from Urol shot and killed the chief. The same day, unidentified gunman shot Nimule Town Police Inspector Major David Casmiro in the lake as police tried to calm angry residents who were protesting over the chief's killing. Last week, 2 days of cattle raids in Kapoite North County left at least 240 people dead. And unidentified armed cattle keepers last week were accused of killing two men abducted in Mugali village of Nimule Payam. The lawmakers attribute the stepped-up violence to an influx of armed cattle herders in the state. Several recent clashes have occurred between cattle herders from Jonglei State and farmers in Eastern Equatoria State, especially in Magui County and Nimule. The farmers have repeatedly accused the cattle keepers of destroying their crops. State authorities ordered herders to return to their places of origin. The lawmakers say while some cattle keepers have left, others remain in the state. In May, President Kiir sent a high-level security team to Magui County, led by the Chief of Defense Forces, General Santino Wall, Inspector General of Police, General Majak Akech Malok, and the Director of Internal Security Bureau, General Akolkur Kuch, to try to calm the security situation. But the lawmakers say the effort did not stop insecurity in the area. Grace Abalang is another member of the Eastern Equatorial State Parliamentary Caucus who addressed reporters in Juba Wednesday.
It's not the first time the president have directed the security, high-level security committee. You know, for the first one in Mogali, the same president directed, but now a chief is killed. So that's why we SMPs are saying, repeating it again, that investigation have to be done and culprits bring to book.
Julius Moilinga is the chairperson of the Eastern Equatorial State Parliamentary Caucus.
I would say in other terms, the president has been very good to all of us. It is time for him to increase the size of his stick and lessen the size of the carrot. Because how long are we going to continue like this?
On Tuesday, President Kiir met with his security affairs advisor, army commanders, and the heads of other organized forces to discuss the security situation in Eastern Equatorial State, particularly the recent violence in Nimule. The Kiir administration condemned the killing of the local chief and directed security leaders to address the situation with immediate effect, including the arrest of the suspected killers. A suspect was arrested in connection with the chief's murder. Local media reports quote military spokesman Major General Lulurwai Kwong as saying President Kiir has ordered the deployment of soldiers to quell tensions in Nimule. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.